Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow up to 28 degrees. Johannesburg 25. Emalahleni reaching a high of 27. Police Minister Senzo Mqhunu has urged the community of Stilfontein to support police efforts in tackling illegal mining in the area. Speaking during a community engagement near an abandoned mine shaft where illegal miners remain underground, Mqhunu emphasized the importance of collaboration.
It is our kind. When there are problems, we must come up with solutions. Except if people who come from government don't want to listen to us. But if they come here, whoever they are, and they're willing to listen to you, coming with solutions, what's wrong then?
He says working together is the most effective way to address the ongoing challenges posed by illegal mining. Meanwhile, President Cyril Ramaphosa has deployed over 1,000 soldiers to support police in tackling illegal mining and related crimes. Last year, over 3,300 soldiers were deployed to tackle illegal mining in Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo and Northwest. SANDF Chief of Joint Operations is Sipiwe Sangweni.
The president authorized 1,100 members of the SANDF to deploy to fight illegal mining and criminality. This deployment will be for a period of 5 months from the 1st of November till the 31st of March 2025.
The president is also expected to address the nation a bit later tonight after the recent spike in cases of food poisoning affecting the country's children. Another big story today, the bail hearing of alleged diamond scammer Desiree Liebenberg has been postponed to next week, Thursday. The state is opposing bail for the 50-year-old and her diamond dealer husband, Louis Liebenberg, in the Bronkhorstspruit Magistrates Court. Liebenberg opted to halt his bail bid to allow his wife to complete her application first. Here's Magistrate Mahlangu.
Both of you are currently in custody. That remains the position until the 21st of November. Accused number 2 to number 8 are already on bail.
And news of a different nature, Department of Water and Sanitation Deputy Minister David Mahlobo says they're pleased with the quality of the maintenance work that's being done at the Lesotho Highlands Water Project. The tunnel has been out of operation for a month for repairs on worn-out pipes and other essential maintenance tasks. The 38-kilometer tunnel transports water from Lesotho to South Africa, supplying five provinces such as Gauteng, Free State, Mpumalanga, the Northern Cape and Northwest.
This transboundary cooperation is one of the things that we need to be able to promote. We want to indicate is the win-win benefits that we have. We are able to supply for domestic use and other economic uses, whether it is agriculture, industries, powering a number of communities and provinces.
And finally, China wants to push forward in its quest to build the first lunar base. The country launched an in-space experiment to test whether the base's bricks could be made from the moon's own soil. A cargo rocket carrying brick samples blasted off late today for the Tiangong space station that is part of Beijing's mission to put humans on the moon by 2030 and build a permanent base there by 2035. More on this at jackaradnfm.com. I'm Marlene Fouchier. From myself and the rest of the team, good night.
Guaranteed to keep your party going all night long. The Jacaranda FM Party Night.
Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that.
Level visual.